This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Mayor, a busy week for you. Started with the vice president visiting Buffalo. What do you have to say about her visit? I saw you greeted her at the tarmac at the airport.
It's an honor when the vice president visits the community. Vice President Harris has visited Buffalo twice in 4 months. Sadly, the initial reason for her visit was the mass shooting on May 14th at the Tops on Jefferson. The second visit was good news for the Buffalo community, our region, and the nation, where the vice president was talking about the Inflation Reduction Act and the benefits that it can provide for Americans all across the country, particularly in reducing the cost of living for many Americans nationwide.
And she gave that speech, obviously, in the University of Buffalo. But what will the city, of Buffalo be seeing as a result of the Inflation Reduction Act? Did she hit on that at all?
She didn't talk about specifics to what the city of Buffalo will see, but I know for some it will reduce the cost of prescription drugs. For some, it will reduce the cost of health care. Overall, there is a focus on energy independence, expansion of electric vehicles, making sure that those vehicles are safe, expansion on initiatives to protect the environment, to make the cost of heating homes less expensive. So a lot of things in that bill that can be beneficial for Buffalo and people all across the country.
And obviously, Mayor, you know, everyone's excited when Buffalo gets the attention of someone from the White House. Did she mention why she picked Buffalo to give this speech?
She did. She talked about the fact that young people are very concerned about the climate crisis. They're very concerned about climate change. They're very concerned about energy efficiency and what those things mean for their lives in the future. And there is research going on at the University at Buffalo. Obviously, thousands of young people going to school there. She wanted to give the speech at a location where research was done that could have an impact on the climate crisis, and where young people would be able to hear the speech. And then also, thirdly, she promised the family members of the victims of the May 14th shooting that she would be back in Buffalo, that she would be back to check on them, that she that they would not be forgotten. And she met with many of those family members as well when she was back in Buffalo.
Now, then, Mayor Brown, you went to Washington, D.C. for the United We Stand Summit. Tell us what this summit was part of.
The summit was focused on hate-fueled violence in this country, and the summit grew out of the terrible tragedy, the mass shooting, the act of domestic terrorism that occurred in Buffalo on May 14th at the top supermarket on Jefferson Avenue. Religious and civil rights leaders reached out, petitioned President Biden that such a summit should be held, and the president responded by holding the United We Stand Summit. There were people there from all over the country, people who had family members that were victims of hate-fueled violence, people that had been victims of hate-fueled violence themselves. And it was interesting to hear the alarming statistics that already in this country nationwide, there have been 485 mass shootings. And a mass shooting is defined as any time four or more people are shot in the same incident, not counting the actual shooter themselves. Now, since May 14th in Buffalo, there have been over 288 mass shootings in this country, and many of these mass shootings fueled by hate, people hating other people because of their race, because of their religion, because of their status as a member of the LGBTQ community. And so I thought it was a critically important gathering for lawmakers in Washington to hear the statistics, to hear from victims, to hear some of the things that the White House has planned to reduce hate-fueled violence in this country. The other thing is this is not an urban phenomenon. This is an American phenomenon. Where these shootings have happened in urban areas, in suburban areas, and rural areas of this country, and they are not based on any one thing, not based on race or religion or ideology. It can happen at any time, at any place, and as Americans, we need to be concerned about it, and we need to work to put an end to it.
Mayor, I saw you on Twitter posted something about the Putting the Neighbor Back in the Hood campaign. What is that, and where will we see that in Buffalo?
One of the panelists from Buffalo who spoke was Dr. Levon Ansari. She is the president and CEO of the Community Health Center of Buffalo. Her husband is a Muslim religious leader in the community, and for 25 years in East Buffalo, he has held an event called Putting the Neighbor Back in the Hood that has focused on transforming an area of the east side of Buffalo, reducing crime in that area, increasing employment in that area, bringing more business to that area of the city of Buffalo, and connecting community with different faith leaders, with elected representatives. And I remember I first started attending that event when I was a government staffer, and it has continued during my tenure in elected service as a city council member, as a New York State senator, and now as mayor. And the changes to that area of East Buffalo, that area of the city, have been pretty dramatic. That was a very high crime area when the event started. Now crime has dropped dramatically. Employment of people in that area has gone up. Business startups in that area have increased. I've been able to come in with street repair, sidewalk repair, other kind of infrastructure investments. So that was highlighted as an example of how communities can be improved at the grassroots level by community members, faith leaders, and government representatives working together.
Mayor, as you mentioned, the United We Stand Summit was proposed after the racially motivated shooting at the Tops on Jefferson Avenue. That Tops has reopened. What have you heard from those in the community since the Tops has reopened?
Most people in the community are happy that the Tops has reopened. The Tops has reopened better than ever before, more product offerings, additional safety and security measures, health workshops, healthy eating workshops, nutrition workshops, more nutritious foods, a section on nutritious foods. People are very happy that the store has reopened. I live very close to the store myself. I make it a point to drive past the store frequently. Oftentimes the parking lot is full, which shows that people are using the Tops on Jefferson Avenue. Not only people that live in the surrounding community, which is pretty densely populated, but people in other areas of the city are coming to shop at that supermarket as well, which I think is very encouraging. In fact, early on, soon after the reopening, I was able to take a military veteran who used to shop at the supermarket, the Tops, frequently, and treat him to his weekly groceries. It was an awesome experience, and I did that to show that, you know, neighbors can help neighbors. So if you are going shopping and you know that there's a senior citizen in your neighborhood that could potentially use a ride to go shopping, why not carpool and give an elderly resident a ride to get their groceries? Also, you know, for those that are doing pretty well in the community, if there are, you know, single mother households, senior households that you know might be experiencing financial difficulty, why not take them shopping with you and buy some of their groceries? The gentleman who served in Vietnam that I took shopping was so humble, so kind, so appreciative. It was a blessing for me to be able to do it, more of a blessing than I ever believed beforehand it would be. But the store is doing incredibly well. Most people are very happy it's reopened, and people are shopping pretty heavily at the supermarket.
Now, Mayor, I know you've commented on this, but since it's now in motion, I've got to ask you, demolition on the Great Northern Grain Elevator began on Friday. Your thoughts on that, and when should we see the entire structure down?
It is a historic structure. It is one of the last structures, if not the last structure, of this period and type in our nation. While the Commissioner of Public Works, the former commissioner and the current commissioner, believe the building should be demolished because it was not safe, and they have a mandate for health and safety, and according to the city charter, the law that governs the operation of the city of Buffalo, I did not have the authority to override the commissioner, as some people have been stating publicly that I do. I do not. But what I did do was reach out to Archer Daniels Midland, a multinational corporation, a multi-billion-dollar corporation, and ask them to consider putting the money into salvaging the structure. They determined that that could not be safely done, and they determined that they would go forward with the demolition. The preservation community went to court to get another temporary restraining order, and that was denied by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said in its ruling that they conducted a hearing, that the city commissioner issued a reasoned decision supported by evidence, and they determined that the commissioner's order for an emergency demolition was neither arbitrary nor capricious nor contrary to the law. So the demolition is going to continue. It will take about 8 months to be concluded. This is a massive structure that required special equipment to be brought in to perform the demolition, to make sure that it is done safely and that people in the working in the immediate area, boaters that pass by that area, are safe as this demolition is being conducted. I personally think it is sad that it has come to this point, but now the Supreme Court has ruled that the order of the city's commissioner of permits and inspections was proper, was based on fact and law, and that the demolition will be able to move forward.
Mayor, I just have one last question. Obviously, almost a year removed from the Catholic health strike, we had CWA, Debbie Hayes from CWA on in the last segment. What are your thoughts on the negotiations that are going on right now with Kaleida Health?
As every member of this community would like to see, I want to see those negotiations be successful. I would love to see a strike averted. A strike is not good for the health needs of the residents of Buffalo, Erie County, and West New York. It's not good for the employees. It's not good for anyone. I know that they are working diligently. The nurses have already voted to go forward with a strike, but I know that they continue to communicate. They continue to talk. And hopefully those talks will bear fruit and a strike will be averted.
All right. And now this is my final question, I promise. Do you like the Bills' chances tomorrow?
I do like the Bills' chances tomorrow. I like the Bills' chances on the season. And I am looking forward to buying my tickets to the Super Bowl to finally see the Bills win it.
I'm looking forward to that Super Bowl parade downtown, Mayor.
Oh, it's going to happen, believe me. if they get there and they win it, there will be the biggest parade you have ever seen in downtown Buffalo.
I can't wait. Mayor Byron Brown, always a pleasure talking with you. Have a great weekend.
You too, Joe. Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.